The Southeast Alaska Subsistence Regional Advisory Council proposed the new draw permit hunt, and it would be for all federally qualified rural residents of the region. It could mean an annual lottery-style draw permit hunt that could award up to 20 permits. Those would allow harvest of a bull moose, regardless of antler size, on Kupernov and Kyu Islands. That's where the bulk of hunters' success has been in recent years, under a state hunt that has some antler restrictions. Council President Don Hernandez of Point Baker thought the state's antler management has been successful, and he supported the new draw permit hunt.
I think it's probably built up the moose population to the point where some additional harvest can be sustained.
Council member Mike Duville of Craig agreed it was a good idea.
I think that it would offer a rural priority in a small fashion, and that's our job.
Supporters of the proposal say it's becoming more difficult for rural residents to shoot a moose, but wildlife managers say that's not the case. Hunters' success is growing. The proposal is opposed by both federal and state wildlife managers. U.S. Forest Service biologist Rob Cross said around three-quarters of the moose taken in the state hunt each year on the islands of Unit 3 are by the residents of Cake, Wrangell, and Petersburg, who are qualified to hunt under federal subsistence regulations as well. Hunters in these three communities sign up for the majority of the permits for the state hunt.
Allowing for the harvest of up to 20 additional bulls from the road system near these communities may limit future harvest opportunities for local residents.
Tom Schumacher, the state's regional supervisor for the Wildlife Conservation Division, also had concerns about potential impacts on moose numbers. Schumacher said antler restrictions in the month-long season in central southeast are by far the most liberal in the state for antlered moose. They are designed to protect females and a portion of the breeding males. The state season has no limit on the number of hunters or quota for animals taken. It set a new record harvest in 2019. Typically, around 10% of the bulls shot don't meet the state's antler requirements. Councilmember Kathy Needham of Juneau thought the proposal would create more competition among subsistence hunters.
I know what we're trying to get at is potentially doing something to support local residents on Kupernov, but I don't think that this proposal actually does exactly what that intention is, and I do think that it would create an unnecessary competition with other federally qualified users.
Others on the council did not think the new hunt would impact moose numbers or create a conservation concern. Moose are thought to have spread into the Unit 3 Islands from the mainland near the Stikine River in the 1940s and 50s. It's difficult for managers to have any idea of population numbers in the dense Tongass National Forest, but the increasing harvest over time may signal a growing population. Annual hunter harvest has averaged 67 moose from the Unit 3 Islands in the past decade, but those numbers have been rising. The draw permit hunt would be open to all rural residents of Southeast, and there would not be a priority for any nearby communities. Because of that, the change was also opposed by Joel Jackson, president of the Organized Village of Cake. Jackson preferred some early season opening only for nearby residents or some other way to give priority to Cake hunters. The federal board approved an emergency moose and deer season for Cake in 2020 to meet food needs. Hunters that year successfully took two bull moose under the season. Jackson explained that approach.
Because it's very important that we, as tribes, that we provide for tribal citizens and make sure they have what they need to stay healthy and to be able to survive this pandemic.
He said more hunters from Petersburg and Ketchikan are seeking moose in the area and increasing pressure on the resource. That pressure could also increase even more with a new $40 million state road project nearing completion and opening up more of the northern part of the island this year. The vote was 7-4 to recommend the change. It goes next to the Federal Subsistence Board for consideration at a meeting next April. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.